USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Closing arguments set for Monday in the high-profile double murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin of Kyle Rittenhouse, the 18-year-old facing multiple charges for the shooting deaths of two men during civil unrest in Kenosha over the police shooting of Jacob Blake in the summer of 2020. Witness testimony wrapping up Thursday. The National Guard is on standby, at least 500 troops, in the event of any violence when the verdict comes in, as the jury will be getting the case after closing arguments that will begin on Monday morning. The number of available jobs in America holding steady, even as a record number of Americans quit work in September. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey shows 4.4 million people resigned or otherwise quit, with arts, entertainment, and the recreation industries leading the way. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for companies with 100 or more employees still on hold, as of now at least, as a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has reaffirmed its decision to place the controversial order on hold, calling the mandate fatally flawed, the requirement supposed to take effect at the beginning of January. A pop star and her legal team celebrating her newfound freedom after a California judge ended a 13-year-long conservatorship for Britney Spears on Friday. Her lawyer saying,
Britney, as of today, is a free woman, and she's an independent woman, and the rest, with her support system, will be up to Britney.
Saying they will continue to investigate their allegations of criminal wrongdoing by Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, saying Britney Spears deserves more than just her freedom, finally, but also justice. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The United Nations Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, wrapped up on Saturday with nearly 200 nations announcing a major agreement which requires the countries to step up their efforts by bolstering their 2030 climate change targets by the end of 2022. The deal makes an unprecedented reference to the role of fossil fuels in the climate crisis, though last-minute objections from India ended up watering down the language concerning reductions in the use of coal. Jolly old St. Nick might not be able to make it to your town this year as America is still recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, professional Santas across the country lost a lot of gigs as it was the first season of the coronavirus pandemic. Now this year, there's a big demand for Santas to be back with traditional visits with Santa Claus, but Santas are hard to come by now. The founder of HireSanta.com telling USA Today that the demand is up over 120% from pre-pandemic levels, and that over the past year, some 700 Santas have died, 300 to 500 of them due to the coronavirus. And on a lighter note, as much of America is sleeping at this hour, crews are working hard at Midtown Manhattan's Rockefeller Center, starting to put up the 79-foot Norway spruce that's come in from Maryland to be this year's Rockefeller Center tree. They'll light it on Wednesday, the 1st of December. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. We'll be right back.